a years-long standoff between the executive and legislative branches of government in the largest city in western Massachusetts is heading to court. The Springfield City Council, during a brief meeting held remotely Tuesday evening, voted 11-1 to greenlight litigation over the creation of a civilian board of police commissioners that would set policy and have the authority to hire, fire, and discipline personnel at the Springfield Police Department. In 2016 and again in 2018, the City Council approved ordinances to establish a Board of Police Commissioners. Both times, the Council voted to override Mayor Dominic Sarno's veto. The mayor, insisting the ordinance runs afoul of the city charter, has refused to appoint the board. Sarno's position is supported by City Solicitor Ed Pakula. In an interview after Tuesday's meeting, City Council President Justin Hurst said it's time to settle the argument.
I think this is a legal question that we have to get answered. I think the citizens of Springfield want to see it answered.
The City Council in June voted to retain the pro bono legal counsel of attorneys Thomas Lesser and Michael Alio. Counselors held several private meetings with the lawyers to discuss strategy before Tuesday's vote to authorize a lawsuit, according to Hurst.
I was extremely proud of my colleagues and their support of taking this next step. And now it will be in the hands of a judge shortly, and we'll see what the verdict is.
Michael Angelini, an attorney who's representing Mayor Sarno in the dispute, said in a statement that if a suit is filed in court by the City Council, he's confident it will fail. The possible litigation comes at a time when the Springfield Police Department is under pressure to make reforms following an investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice that found members of the Narcotics Division had routinely used excessive force.
You know, I think that the system that we have right now is not working. And so if something is not working, then we need to change it, which is what I believe were the original intentions of the City Council.
Sarno and Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot held a press conference 2 weeks ago to highlight changes they said had been made to the department so far. Sarno urged the City Council to act on his proposal to give subpoena power to the 9-member Community Police Hearing Board to improve its ability to investigate complaints about police.
So I'm hopeful that the council and I can work together. Having subpoena powers for this Community Police Hearing Board is very, very key.
City Councilor Sean Curran was the only vote against authorizing litigation.
We did have a police commission in the 1970s and the 1980s, and for a lot of reasons, it just didn't work. The strong commissioner model is still the best way to ensure that we have a department that keeps our city safe while at the same time remaining accountable to the residents of Springfield.
Critics of the former civilian police commission said it was overly politicized. City Councilor Kateri Walsh was absent from Tuesday's meeting. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.